Muhammad Jubari says he grew up thinking he belonged to the Sunni branch of the Islamic faith. But after his country fell into a sectarian war, he learned that his family is actually Zaydi, which is part of the Shia sect of Islam.
I don't think I'm just an exceptional case. I think at some point in Yemen, we didn't have sectarian movements or, calls for divisions and stuff as much as there is right now.
For example, he says when he went to the mosque on Fridays, he removed his shoes next to all different types of worshippers, and no one really knew or cared. That probably wouldn't happen today, he said. Sitting in a Springfield library, Jubari says the Houthi rebels controlling Yemen right now are implementing a strict theocratic ideology.
I think the world needs to acknowledge that the Houthi ideology is a very dangerous ideology. It's an ideology that believes they have a claim to the power based on a descent to Prophet Muhammad, and they think that they're superior.
Saudi Arabia is leading a coalition of Arab states to try to remove Houthis from power through airstrikes and embargoes. But the Saudi-led effort has killed civilians, damaged infrastructure, and made it harder for supplies to get in to those in need. The United States has been helping Saudi Arabia in its attempt to oust the Houthis from Yemen. But a few weeks ago, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to pass a resolution that said America's military action there has not been authorized by Congress. That military action includes providing intelligence and refueling to Saudi-led coalition warplanes, according to the House resolution. Missouri Congressmen Billy Long and Jason Smith both voted for that resolution. At the same time, the United States is providing an extraordinary amount of humanitarian aid to the Yemeni people. Heather Nauert is the spokeswoman for the U.S. State Department. Last month, she briefed reporters in a press conference that aired on C-SPAN.
Since 2015, the U.S. government, through USAID and state, has provided more than $1.3 billion in humanitarian assistance to the Yemeni people.
Tim Lenderking, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Arabian Gulf Affairs, said the United States is urging Saudi Arabia to separate the humanitarian aspect from the military operation.
We believe that there is room for the Houthis in a political settlement. We welcome that, but not when the Houthis continue to rocket are a key ally like Saudi Arabia on a regular basis.
One reason Yemen is strategic to the U.S. is because it controls an important waterway, the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Muhammad Jubari says he feels compelled to find a solution to the fighting and the suffering.
Solution to the war right now in Yemen is to let the aid and food and agencies to get in, feed the people, get the people cured, get the people medicine and vaccines from cholera and all that.
I ask him if he plans to return to Yemen.
See, I battle every night about that. I think I have two options. Either to pursue beautiful, smooth and easy life and just be concerned about myself, or go home, bring a change and enlighten the people, because I've seen what most people have not seen.
Here in Missouri, he's learned that people of different backgrounds can live peacefully, he said.
And that's what I tell my friends. I tell them my neighbor could be a Jewish, could be an atheist, could be gay, could be anything. It doesn't concern me. And why would you have to get everybody to become Shia or get everybody to become Sunni? We can just live peacefully if you just keep your religion to yourself.
Jubari now supports a separation of religion and the state, even though just talking about such an idea puts him at risk for being prosecuted for when he returns home. But it's that important to him, he says, that he has to push these ideas forward.
I feel like I have some sort of obligation, national obligation, to my country, to my people, to my family. I still have a dream since I was really young, is to become the president of Yemen at some point.
Jubari studies engineering at MSU. His grandfather was Yemen's minister of the economy, he said, and his dad's cousin was a congressman, so public service is familiar to him. And he says when his mother calls him now, she asks, "Are you ready? The people need you to come back." I'm Jennifer Moore.